You're listening to Frosty, Heidi, and Frank from the Morongo Casino Studios on 95.5 KLOS.
It's Friday. It's 5 after 9. It's time for Should I Stay or Should I Go? Brought to you by Picklebacks. Now, this is the segment of the show where you, the audience, decides the fate of an up-and-coming talent. Do they have what it takes to become big and famous rock stars? Or should they pack their bags, move back home with mom and dad, and start working on what they call Plan B?
Should I stay or should I go?
Picklebacks.
Oh, picklebacks. Yes. Anthony says, have you ever had a pickleback? Like, I don't know what that is. He's like, it's a shot of whiskey with a pickle juice chaser. Like
I have heard of them.
A shot of pickle juice after the whiskey, so we're going to try it right now.
Hope it's not as nauseating as Nickelback. So I wonder
it's
got to
be better than that.
I wonder what these little things, I thought this was urine specimens. Is this actually pickle juice?
If that's urine, you need
to drink more water.
Okay, all right.
And antibiotics. That's green.
So this is
and
pickle juice test. Over this cup.
Yeah,
all right.
It's not good.
Here's me whiskey cup.
That's over your whiskey glass.
So it's an equal shot of pickle juice and an equal shot of whiskey. Which do you do first?
Whiskey and then pickle juice.
It's pickle back.
Pickle, yeah.
You want a shot too?
Yeah.
All right. Did you ever pickle juice?
I got my pickle juice.
Okay.
Is this
stop being a pussy. You're missing the drinking show next Friday, so you got to catch up today. Yes, next Friday before Memorial Day weekend. We're going to do a drinking show. We're going to have the police officers in here, and they're going to give us breathalyzers throughout the program so you can see exactly, like, is the stuff they use on the streets that you might have a couple beers, and you're over the legal limit, but you don't feel like you are. So it's a public service. You'll want to listen to it, and you want to listen to us deteriorate over the hours of the program.
We've done these. We subjected our bodies to this for years, and it's amazing the alcohol awareness education you get during this show. It's really interesting to hear people who are drunk and don't know they're drunk.
Yeah.
And the cop's going, you would be arrested right here. When you're going, are you kidding me? I'm fine.
I'm fine.
You'll hear it yourself. That's next Friday. Sorry you're going to miss that, Heidi. But this pickleback, is it supposed to be good or really bad?
It's supposed to be good.
Okay.
You wouldn't think, I mean, I would never think about drinking pickle juice by itself and then chasing whiskey with pickle juice. All right, so here we go.
Cheers.
Here's to the band Made in America. We'll find out if they're any good next.
Happy
here we
Friday.
Go.
Friday. Cheers.
Ooh, damn it, that's good.
Yummy. Why is that good? I don't get it.
Those two flavors shouldn't work, but they do.
I think it cuts the bite of the whiskey, and then it also cuts the, whatever, the vinegary dilly of the...
Yeah.
It's a perfect... It cuts out what really sucks about both.
It does.
What?
The aftertaste is not bad. It's not really pickle. It's not really whiskey. It's
And it's
pisky.
Almost a meal. I consider that lunch.
We got vegetables and grains and
some
barley, hops,
oak,
I don't know.
Corn.
All right, time to get to the task at hand. Made in America. As the name suggests, Made in America consists of true red, white, and blue, born and bred in the USA, rock and roll.
Sounds good so far.
Wasn't Made in America an Ali Sheedy movie?
What's with you and Ali Sheedy? My God, you see her everywhere. We're at MeUndies. There's a girl sitting over there in a, working on her computer. He's like, is that Ali Sheedy? Goes,
it looked just like her, didn't it? Like a young Ali Sheedy? I used to have the hots for Ali.
You still do.
That was like going back in time. There's young War Games era Ali Sheedy.
And don't forget Breakfast Club Ali Sheedy with the dandruff.
I think
we mentioned Judge Reinhold. He goes, Breakfast Club?
I mean, see?
Were you watching it last night?
No.
Ali Sheedy's on the brain.
But having said that, I'll look it up. I think she made a movie called Made in America, as in House.
Well, that's interesting.
M-A-I-D. You're thinking of Made in Manhattan with Jennifer Lopez.
No, no.
That's even more interesting. Sammy, could you just try to get Ali Sheedy on the show?
Please.
Just try to get her on the show.
I'll be all embarrassed and stuff.
Yeah, we'll see him get all wiggly again. Maybe next week. Maybe she can come in and fill in for Heidi on Thursday.
Oh,
all right, Ali Sheedy on the show.
Please, oh please.
Look at him.
Do we know what Ali Sheedy looks like today?
I haven't seen her for years.
No, let's not look her up. Okay. I want it to be a surprise.
Okay, don't look her up.
For some weird reason.
That way we can book anybody.
I think she was my
number one.
No. Oh,
I'm
no.
I'm kidding.
She was my number one for years and years and years. In my brain, there's so many fantasies as a young man about Ali Sheedy. Again, I don't know how.
That's where your sexual brain stunted.
At one time, yes. Anyway, please get her.
She's a good choice.
But let's get back to the band Made in America, based out of Los Angeles, California. This high energy, straight ahead, no nonsense, pure rock and roll band will have you adopting their tracks as your own personal anthems. My God.
That's
You guys better be good. Made in America is a celebration of our freedom to rock. All right. It's a little over top at the Rocky now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But we got on the phone David. He is the singer. Hello, David.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Long-time listener, second-time caller.
Thanks for listening to the show, and thanks for participating in this segment called Stay or Go. It's it takes a lot of balls to put your art out there for people to judge and tell you if you should stay in the music business or if you should get out today. So what do you do in the meantime before this whole music thing takes off?
I personally train athletes and, motivate and try to help the young people of the day.
Okay, well, so now good. I know which guy you are in the picture. I was wondering.
He's the guy in the front.
The burly guy.
Well, you all look like pieces of crap. But yeah, he's the burly guy. The reason I
said second time caller, I don't know if you guys remember a couple of years back, Frosty had his trusty steed, his keyboards, and he nailed the intro, and we all sang Joy to the World by Three Dog Night together.
Oh, I remember that like it was yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the good times.
Yeah. No, you don't.
I know I don't. I can pull up
the Whirlwinds again when I recap.
All right. So you know how this works since you are a listener of the show. You sent in a couple songs. Now, it's very important what song you choose to start out with, because if the audience likes the first song and says, you know what, Made in America needs to stay in America and keep pursuing their dreams of rock and roll, then we will hear that second song. But if they don't like that first song, we'll never hear the second song. So what do you want to start out with?
Soul Stealer.
A song about Steve Harvey and his wife.
Right.
All right. 1-800-955-5567 is the number. 1-800-955-KLOS. Should they stay in the music business or should they go far, far away? Here they are, Made in America. Oh, Made in America. I'll drink to that. Pour me a pickleback.
Please, pour me one as well.
Oh, my God. We got David on the phone. He is the lead vocalist, along with Andy, Clackers, and Sammy. Make up the rest of the band. We pass the ball around the room now to find out what we thought of Made in America. So I liked it. I mean, it really had an old school sound to it. I don't know if it is a ripoff of anything else because it did have that old classic, that rock. You said rock and roll, right? Your bio was true to form. I mean, it is true old style American rock and roll. So I liked it. I'd say stay. What do you think, Frosty?
I didn't like it.
What's the matter with it?
I loved it.
Oh, you tricked me.
There's the old school type sound you guys have. It's Deep Purple. It's Uriah Heep. It's Head East. I grew up playing that stuff and listening to that stuff. I love it. I hope this sound is something that takes you far and don't change because I love this kind of music. In caution, I must say, the verse of that song is dangerously close to the music of Smoke on the Water from Deep Purple. Your verses are almost identical musically. I'm just saying. You didn't notice that?
Yeah. I saw you. When I saw Frosty, if you're watching the show, you'll see him. But when you went over to your keyboard and I saw you thinking, it was like you were either wanting to play along with him because you liked it, or you were like, wait, what does that sound like?
Yeah, right. Smoke on the Water. Yeah. Just the first note. But having said that, who cares? That was 45 years ago. Go with it. I love you guys. I wish you well. And cheers to you. I want to hear another song.
Loved it, too. Absolutely loved it. Thought it was great.
Are you crying?
Are you crying,
it was so
David?
Good. It was so good.
I'm sorry.
David, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So, Heidi, did you like it?
Mm-hmm.
You liked it? Eric, did you like it?
No.
You never like anything.
You don't like anything.
Well, the thing is that the bio, I think that the only reason I didn't like it was because their bio built me up so much that eventually the music just let me down. I mean, they're talking, it's their freedom to rock, and then they come out with, so steal love.
Yeah.
It's, no.
Wait till the second song is going to blow your head off.
Well, we don't know if we're going to hear that second song. See, that's the whole issue. You should, if the second song is going to blow our head off, you might have want to start with that. But we don't know yet, so we're going to have to go to the phones to find out if you guys can actually stay or go. But look who just walked into the show.
Hey,
it's Dr. Drew.
Good morning, all. So I had to rush in here, but here we are.
Now it's official. We have a doctor on the program.
I said bust in when you get here. Do you want a drink?
I did bust in. No, thank you.
Oh, really? You don't want pickle juice and
we
whiskey,
have whiskey and pickle
Drew,
juice
at
today.
In the morning?
It looks
no?
fantastic.
This segment of the show is
no,
called,
thank you.
It's the segment is sponsored by Picklebacks, where it's pickle juice and a whiskey.
It looks wonderful, but my friend will have to have a conversation after the show. I'm just saying.
How do you
just
feel about going to Celebrity Rehab?
I'm trying to get on TV, man.
Well, done and done.
There we go. There we go. All right. Thank you, man.
You certainly meet criteria.
It's the end of our show. We could party. It's the beginning of his.
Yeah, so. Dr. Drew has joined us. We're going to discuss the whole Chris Cornell, and I guess they determined that it was suicide.
Well, that's what the
yesterday.
Coroner is saying. Yeah. However, it's still not all fitting together. Have you heard all the latest stuff?
No, it's the absolute latest.
Okay, the latest is he had a big bottle of Ativan there.
Yeah.
I'm so PO'd about that, I can't even tell you.
What is that used for? Why would you have Ativan?
It's an anxiety medicine. If you have a history of addiction, you should not be exposed to that medication. He knows that. But he had probably a special doctor treating a special rock star. You take this, man. Don't let those recovery
Too many
people.
Yes, men.
Don't let those recovery people brainwash you. You take this. You're having anxiety. It happened to maybe DJ AM. He was dead 2 weeks after someone told him that. And here's now Chris Cornell. His wife was aware that he was slurring his speech. That's why she was checking up on him. Clearly, he should not have been on that medication. But it's hard to overdose on that medication. You can't do it by itself. So when you hear people saying, there's somebody on the phone breathing
it's
hard.
Oh, that's David.
Guy.
David on hold.
Yeah, we'll put David on hold.
David, are you all right
David,
there?
David, stay on hold. We're talking to Dr.
It's a
Drew
separate
real quick.
I have to get to pulmonary disorders. I'm talking about David.
But he didn't OD on Ativan.
It's very, very hard to OD on Ativan. You wouldn't hear people like somebody took a whole bottle of pills and woke up a day later. That's Ativan or Xanax. You can't really OD on that unless you add an opiate to it, like a painkiller.
Oh, so there was then, something else going on.
Well, maybe. We also hear he had a band around his neck that's in quotes. One thing, he was a heroin addict, right? And so one thing opiate addicts do is when they need to sort of get off sexually, they will often start to do erotic asphyxiation. Their brains changed after the opioids, and so they'll do that kind of thing. If you add—
Because it's a high.
They need it to feel gratified, yeah. And in order to sort of, if you add the Ativan to that behavior, your judgment can be impaired, you can be sort of drowsy, and boom. That's
we read
that's
one of the side effects
combo.
Could be suicidal tendencies with that event.
That's the other thing, is that you can get acutely suicidal. Maybe he did hang himself. I mean, maybe this is what happened, and he was acutely suicidal related to that medication, not in his right mind, his addict brain is going.
So a good doctor, knowing that you have a history of depression,
history of depression, history of addiction.
Addiction would never prescribe Ativan.
Not in my opinion. I never say never in medicine, but it is highly dangerous. They did a huge study in the UK just studying people on benzodiazepines generally. We're calling this the hidden epidemic. Every time somebody dies of an opiate overdose, always benzos on board. It's the combo that's so deadly. Prince, both, for sure. Every one of my patients has died because a peer of mine gave them the two medications. They die. But what was I saying? The acutely suicidal. And you can get acutely suicidal on the benzos. It's the hidden epidemic. With this UK study, they studied like 35,000 people, just looked at them, the people on the medication. And the hazard ratio was like 3.5, which is like 40 times high cholesterol or high blood pressure, all these other things we all worry about. Just being on that medication puts you at very high risk of serious outcome.
Not to get too graphic, but if the word was he was found in the bathroom, how do you hang yourself in a bathroom?
You know, if you're acutely let's talk about depression for a second. So suicidality doesn't always occur with depression, right? Not everyone has suicidal thoughts. There's a certain genetic component to it. Some people are prone to suicidal thoughts. Some people have certain risk factors like grief or chronicity of depression or severity of depression, and they'll feel in such pain that it actually becomes a rational decision at that moment. And that's why we put people in the hospital for 3 days. It passes eventually. It does always pass. But in that moment, they can do anything anywhere. I mean, they can take a bed sheet against
their... Because you're out of your mind.
Yeah, they're hell-bent on ending the pain.
Well, we were looking at like his most recent tweets and things like that, looking for some sign. Yeah. And he was... You know, thanking Kansas City for being a great audience, and we can't wait to get to Rock City to perform in Detroit. And so, Mother's Day to my mom and my lovely wife and the mother of my children.
Talked to his wife apparently an hour before about Memorial Day, where we're going and what we're going to plan. That does not sound like somebody in a acutely depressive state. So to me, it's just not all fitting together.
Right.
So
we don't know if he actually hung himself as far as a suicidal thing, or maybe you said it was a sexual thing, autoerotic asphyxiation, they call it. And I caught you in the hall yesterday. We didn't know anything at that point, and I said, here's the thing. Do you know it's autoerotic asphyxiation? Because if you die with a boner, you have a boner for eternity, right?
Well, that's a sick thing. Oh.
Right, Dr. Drew?
Is this on camera?
Yes.
Because the look Heidi just gave me needs to be put on a reel.
It's true, right?
So she's like, well, tell me. It's not necessarily so, but it could be so.
Like corpses get it. Corpses get them in the morgue all the time, I've heard.
Yeah. But how do they get it? If the blood's not pumping, if the heart's not moving, how do you get it?
It's a muscle thing, right?
It's not a muscle. You got it. There's a vascular relaxation, so blood flow in versus blood flow out
I haven't dealt
positive.
With penises in a long time.
I'm so sorry.
I don't know.
Dr. Drew, how do we know he wasn't murdered? He was found with something around his neck.
Is he always paranoid? Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, I know he had Ativan in his system and this and that.
It was another chore for me when we stopped them to show it. Got to deal with you, got to deal with him.
If you find me dead in my bathroom with a band around my neck, how do you know someone didn't come in there and choke me to death? How do you prove it's suicide as opposed to murder?
You're asking a forensic question, and that's way outside of my
pay grade. Do you know if they've ruled murder out? Or
they did. They're forensic specialists.
Now, we don't have the toxicology report back. The full-on autopsy has not been done.
And the coroner is saying suicide, but I don't know. It just doesn't fit. It just doesn't. It's possible. It's possible. But again, let's just get back to suicide, which is being middle-aged, having medical problems, having a grief reaction, having a history of depression, having substance use, being on certain medication. All these things add up to having had a heart attack or chest surgery. All these things add up to depression. If you remember when Robin Williams died, everyone, he's got all the the risk factors for suicide. And yet, that it turned out not to be what happened.
Well, wasn't that a medication induced?
No, he had Lewy body dementia.
Oh, right.
And it was part of his sort of demented, his agitated dementia that had him doing impulsive things.
So there's still a lot to find out about Chris Cornell.
Exactly.
And it is
sad. It is disastrous. Three little kids are left behind. A wife is left behind.
Those pictures were haunting me yesterday. I started drilling down into Google and looking at family pictures. And I'm like,
horrible.
Yeah.
We should all raise awareness about depression, about suicidality. And remember, if you're a drug addict in recovery, do not take opiates. Do not take benzodiazepines, except under the most extraordinary extraordinary circumstances and carefully monitored.
Why aren't the laws so strict for doctors that they wouldn't dare go there and overprescribe?
We're getting there. It's starting. But it's been in opiates. We finally got the message out. It took 20 years. We're there. Now benzos, not yet. Not yet.
Thank you, Dr. Drew, for coming in and spend some time with us. If you want to listen to Dr. Drew's show on our sister station, 790 KBC, it starts...
I won't be on today because I'm going to be busy with you guys doing sort of medical evaluation.
This is an intervention.
All right.
It's not an intervention. It's just going to take a while to evaluate all this. I'm just saying.
Well, I better drink this while I still can. From noon to 3, Dr. Drew, Midday Live with Mike Catherwood. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dr. Drew. Appreciate you guys.
All right. We still have Dave on the phone, still deciding Dave's future, if he's going to be in the music business forever or if he gets out today.
Part of the future is he's got to stop smoking, whatever Dave's... or get his asthma treated, whatever it is.
Dave, do you have asthma? Are you a smoker?
No, I was pacing back and forth.
He's nervous. It's his song.
He's just breathless.
He's the burly guy, kind of out of shape, can't really walk back and forth.
He's a trainer.
Looks like Larry the Cable Guy.
Anytime you want to go to the gym, I'll show you how to shape.
You never smoked?
No, I'm 26 years sober as of last Wednesday.
Okay, congratulations. Wow.
Again, why would I hire a 275-pound trainer? Trainers are more shaped than I am.
Recovering trainers.
Excuse me, I'm 235 with twisted steel and sex appeal.
There we go.
Put that on your bio, Dave.
Recovering trainers make great trainers, but let me ask the question again, my friend. Never smoked?
Well, of course, all the evil things.
Yes. You can't get one past Dr. Drew.
You need to remember rigorous honesty in your recovery, my friend. He said, I don't smoke. I said, yes, you did. I could tell.
Dr. Drew didn't even have to push. He's that good.
All right, let's remind everybody what we all said stay about in studio. A little clip of that first song, Soul Stealer.
Soul Stealer.
Love it.
Got the idea there. And he says, if you didn't like that first song, like Eric didn't like it at all. He's like, will you wait till you hear the second song? It's going to blow your mind.
Eric's too picky. That was a great song.
So let's even see if we're going to hear that second song. Let's go to the phones as they came in. Talk to Hayden. Hello, Hayden.
Hey, what's going on?
What do you think about Made in America, Stay or Go?
Go.
Oh, what didn't you like?
If I wanted bad karaoke, I'd just listen to myself.
Oh,
all right.
Hang up on this guy.
All right, thank you. That's what I do when I'm done with him.
Rough.
Josh, what do you say, Stay or Go on Made in America?
I'm going to have to go with agreeing with Eric. I never agree with Eric, but I'm going to say Go.
All right. Two goes, what? Zero stays.
Some of these people.
Hello, Chris. What do you think, Stay or Go?
Hey, I'm going to say Stay, but fire Lisa May. She can't read.
All right. We're not to the complaint segment of the show yet. But,
Stay or Go, Lisa May edition.
Thank you so much. All right. Art, what do you think, Stay or Go?
Definitely Stay.
Two stays, two goes. Okay. And Mike, what do you think, Stay or Go?
Hey, how's it going? It sounded really good. It sounded a little bit like No More Mr. Nice Guy, and I was really into it and all that. And then Dr. Drew came on and started talking about boners and opiates and stuff. But I'm still into it. I say go. I want to hear the second song. I handicapped this.
All right, so three stays, two goes. And I realize, Sammy, I still have like five tickets to go see, pairs of tickets to see Bush at Jimmy Kimmel Live on Monday. So the next votes. All right, give Mike a pair of tickets, and then the next people will get through.
Sweet.
Stay on hold, man. All right. Michelle, what do you think? Stay or go, Michelle?
I'd really like to hear a second song. Brought me back to some old school stuff.
All right, stay on hold. And Dan, what do you think? Stay or go?
I'm going to go with Stay. I agree with you guys. I think that they had an old school feel. I like it.
All right, five stays, two goes.
Voting turned around. I was scared there at the beginning.
All right, Dave, I'm going to put your fate in your hands. You can choose either Nicole or Daniel.
Nicole.
All right, go with Nicole. Did he make the right
choice?
All
right. Hi.
Hey, Nicole.
Hey, how's it going?
What do you think?
I'm gonna have to go with Stay. Yay!
It's official. Didn't look good early, but you made it. Six stays, two goes. If you didn't get through on the phone, stay on hold, Nicole. I'm going to give you some Bush tickets to stay on hold. If you didn't get through on the phone, you can go to the website, fhfshow.com. Continue voting online. We combine the online votes with the call-in votes. and the bands with the highest percentage of stay versus go get invited to play our birthday bash / Sogfest. And Dr. Drew said he'd be nice enough to sing the national anthem at that event.
Oh, so, yeah, wonderful. So
that'll be awesome.
We got to get a date on that?
You don't want to.
He's got when am I going to be there?
Yeah, he's like, where do I go? What? I surprise everybody who's on the show with that. So what's the name of the second song that's going to blow our minds, Dave?
It's called Bang Bang.
Bang Bang. Okay, let's play. Quick 90 seconds of the second song. All right, here they are one more time. Made in America. Bang Bang, Made in America.
Great, just like the other one. I like the other song better, but I love this retro sound. It's raw. It's just rock and roll. I can see him performing live and the crowd getting into the chorus. Definitely stay, guys. Keep at it.
Dr. Drew, you heard that little clip of the second song. What'd you think?
That was awesome.
You like
it? Yeah, they're great, I think.
All right, looks like it is definitely a stay for Made in America. And continue voting online. If you want to follow these guys on Twitter, it's at MNA Rocks. MNA Rocks.
I'm curious if that second song won over the Picky Eric.
Did it win you over, Eric?
No, it didn't.
Didn't
no.
Still
it was,
hate it?
Still, it's just a ripoff. It's nothing original. It really is absolute crap
now,
to me.
Now, David, you're already a stay on the phones, but I have two more names for you to choose from, okay? Isaac or Tim? Pick one.
Isaac.
All right, Isaac. Isaac.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't matter what you say, stay or go, because the votes are already in. But because David picked you, Isaac, you are going to be awarded a $250 Barbecues Galore gift card.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Nice.
Wow. I had to give that away before the end of the show. I forgot.
There you go, Isaac.
And so I had to.
I needed that.
Pull that
excuse
right
me, Frank.
Out of my shrink.
I've taken that too.
What, David?
Excuse me, Frank.
Yeah.
We are playing next Thursday with Living Color at the Canyon Club in Agoura Hills. So come on out and see the great Living Color and the Made in America.
Really?
Oh, that's
my neighborhood. I'll have to come out and see you guys. So thank
you. I'll put you on the guest list.
Awesome. Thank you so much, David. Thanks for being a good sport. And Isaac, congratulations on your Barbecues Galore gift card. Okay, bud?
No, thank you, guys. Thank you.
There you go, Isaac.
Stay on.
David, go get a spirometry and an inhaler before that show.
And don't forget to turn it over to 790 KABC to listen to Dr. Drew and Mike Catherwood on Dr. Drew Midday Live on 790 KABC, starting at noon, 2, 3.
That's us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Right now, we have to apologize to those of you that we might have offended during today's show and get the hell out of here.
Apologize to Uriah Heep, Cher, guys named Keith, and kidnapped children.
Eddie Vedder, Jay-Z, Wonder Woman, and Cousin Balky.
Steve Harvey's ex-wife, Red Vines, Kylie Jenner, and Bill Lambier.
Joe Walsh, Brett Butler, Leo Sayer, Ali Sheedy, and Monty Python.
Dog Talkers, Chanel Bakersfield, and Tony the Tiger.
Lucky Charms, Boost Mobile, Senior Citizens, and Cockfighters.
7-Eleven owners, Nickelback, the Queen Mary, and former President Rutherford B. Hayes.
Jake from State Farm, Pele, the Volcano Goddess, Walmart Wrestlers, and Boys with No Nipples.
Made in America, Wrigley Field, Pickles, and Dr. Drew. You really have
made
to
the
listen.
List.
For the whole show, we are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Thank you.